The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient 1-Umberto Turrello is the, let me just double check that. Hold on. I want to make sure that that's right. Umberto is the first name. The last name is Turrello. And Turrello is spelled T-U-R-E-L-L-I. This is a treadmill stress Doppler examination. So this is, the file is stressdop, S-T-R-E-S-S-D-O-P, stressdop. And this is CardioCare Associates letterhead. And it's stressdop space Turrello space U. Treadmill stress Doppler examination, date of examination 2/11/22, referring physician Morton Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-M, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, M-D, performing physician Sharon Armeza, M-D. Clinical indication, 64-year-old male, status post-lung surgery with dyspnea on exertion. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, early transition. Consider IPWMI of indeterminate age. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 69 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 134, parentheses 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21440, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea only in the last stage of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 83 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression. This impression section, it's capital I, lowercase for the rest of the word, bolded, not underlined, with a colon. Impression, normal. ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Stress Doppler examination. The patient underwent a stress Doppler examination for pulmonary hypertension utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline in the left lateral decubitus, correction. The patient was imaged at baseline for the maximum tricuspid regurgitant jet with interrogation in the RVIT, the parasternal short axis, the apical four-chamber view, and the subcostal view. The maximum jet was determined. The patient was then imaged in the subcostal view for the diameter of the IVC and to determine the degree of inspiratory collapse to estimate the right atrial pressure. Right atrial pressure was added to the estimated RV systolic pressure in the maximum tricuspid regurgitant view. Correction. Right atrial pressure was added to the tricuspid regurgitant, the maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient to determine an RV systolic pressure. The patient was then imaged post-peak stress exercise in the maximum tricuspid regurgitant view to obtain the maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient, and then subsequently imaged in the subcostal view for the IVC diameter and degree of collapse to determine the right atrial pressure. RV systolic pressure was then calculated, adding the right atrial pressure to the maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient. New paragraph, baseline Doppler. The maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient was obtained in the apical four-chamber view with a peak velocity of 2.66 meters per second, a maximum gradient, or maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient of 28.22 millimeters of mercury. The IVC diameter was 1.23 centimeters with collapse of greater than 50% collapse with inspiration, with an estimated right atrial pressure of 3 millimeters of mercury, leading a maximum baseline RV systolic pressure of 31.22 millimeters of mercury. Next paragraph, post-peak stress Doppler, period, colon. The maximum tricuspid regurgitant velocity in the apical four-chamber view was 3.04 meters per second with a maximum tricuspid regurgitant gradient of 36.95 millimeters of mercury. IVC diameter was 1.49 centimeters with inspiratory collapse of greater than 50% with an estimated right atrial pressure of 3 millimeters of mercury, yielding a calculated maximum right ventricular systolic pressure of 39.95 millimeters of mercury post-peak stress. New paragraph, impression. High normal RV systolic pressure at baseline with an increase to borderline mild pulmonary hypertension at peak stress, but findings consistent with the normal increase in RV systolic pressure post-peak stress exercise. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion and tremolo stress tremolo exercise stress test to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea only in the last and experienced dyspnea only in the last stage of stress. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of